Let's start with our first news stories, which include how bus passengers will be able to find the best times to travel, extra cash is available to help ease pressure on local councils, a fall in coronavirus cases in Norwich, the boss of Norwich Airport confirms KLM will resume flying out of Norwich to Schiphol, and rogue roofers have been out causing distress. First, almost 1,000 patients in Norfolk are waiting more than a year for treatment as the coronavirus crisis plays havoc with routine surgeries.
Between March and May, the number of patients waiting at least 12 months for treatment soared by 900% to 954. At the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, it leapt from 93 to 823. The worst hit area is orthopaedics and trauma, with 249 patients on the list for more than 12 months, and just a third seen within the target time of 18 weeks in May. Hospitals are dealing with a massive backlog of routine operations after non-emergency surgery was halted during the pandemic. Sam Higginson, NNUH chief executive, said, "Coronavirus has caused a significant impact on waiting times," and thanked people for their patience. "We have been prioritising the most urgent and cancer-related procedures since we restarted surgery at NNUH, and procedures have also been taking place thanks to the partnership with Spire Norwich," he said. But he added, "It would be some time before the volume of surgeries were back to pre-COVID levels because of extra safety measures." Surgery restarted at the end of May at the NNUH, and the hospital said it had carried out 400 operations in June.
Rogue roofers conned three victims out of almost £20,000 after turning up on doorsteps and telling them that work needed to be done on their homes. The con men have been knocking on doors in and around Norwich to tell people that they have seen problems with their homes, including cracked and unsafe chimneys, and that urgent repairs were needed. People in Helsdon, Sproston and Catton were pressured into agreeing to work because they were led to believe their chimneys would fall down. After quoting prices of several thousand pounds and completing a small amount of work, claims were then made that more issues had been found and the price for the job increased dramatically. At that point, the fraudsters said they needed payment in full to buy materials or hire equipment, but once the money was handed over, they left the work incomplete and never returned. Norfolk County Council trading standards always advise people to never deal with cold callers, never agree to have work done by someone who is just passing or is working at a neighbour's, never allow a cold caller access to your home, roof or gardens, even if they are offering to do tasks for a small fee or free. Never pay for work before it's completed. Always deal with reputable companies you have researched and chosen yourself, and get a written quote first. Looking for a trader you can trust? Try a Norfolk Trusted Trader. To search the directory and read feedback from their customers, visit www.norfolk.gov.uk/trusted-trader. That's all one word.
Bus passengers will be able to find out the best time to travel and maintain social distancing using artificial intelligence. Go Ahead, the parent company of Dereham-based Connect Bus, which manages Norwich Park and Ride and routes in towns including Wotton, Wyndham and King's Lynn, has launched its When to Travel tool through its website and mobile phone app. It uses colour-coded bus timetables that show seat availability on services to help people avoid busy times when capacity is reduced for social distancing. A double-decker bus that could normally take up to 75 people is currently limited to about 30 seats. Jeremy Cooper, Managing Director for Connect Bus, said, "Our customers have told us their priorities are cleanliness, social distancing, and knowing they can get a seat on the bus home. We want our customers to be able to plan their journeys with confidence, knowing they will be able to board the bus at a particular time and get home at a time that suits them. Along with the enhanced cleaning and the disinfecting of buses, and by following the government advice to wash hands frequently, pay by contactless and wear face coverings whilst on board, customers can travel in safety and with confidence. It is hoped the information collected through this technology will help Connect Bus plan future timetable changes based on emerging demand as the bus industry faces the challenges of changing travel patterns balanced with capacity restrictions due to social distancing."
How many wedding dresses does the average wardrobe contain? One, two, maybe more if you're Elizabeth Taylor. But in the case of Norwich's Madam Market Theatre, the wardrobes are bursting at the seams with more than 30 dresses. So, in a bid to clear some space and raise funds for the theatre, the city centre venue is putting some of its gowns up for sale. Amanda Greenway, head of wardrobe at the Madam Market Theatre, said the clear out to slim down the wardrobe was started before the theatre was forced to close during lockdown. She said, "Among the 30 dresses the wardrobe department was hoping to sell were items from almost every decade going back to the 1930s, as well as modern dresses." She said many of the gowns had come from wedding dress shops. When the shops have a clear out, they give the dresses to us and we realise how many we've got. We're never going to need this many dresses, so why not see who wants to buy them and raise funds for the theatre, she said. Miss Greenway said she was planning to sell the items via the wardrobe department's Facebook page.
Norwich has seen a fall in new coronavirus cases according to new figures. The rolling rate, based on the number of new cases per 100,000 people for the past 7 days up to July the 12th, is calculated on tests carried out in laboratories and in the wider community. Rates in areas across East Anglia remain low compared to other local authorities across England. In Norwich, there was a drop from 2.1 to 1.4. There has been a small jump in the number of new cases of coronavirus in five other areas of the region. As a comparison with figures across the country, in Pendle, Lancashire, the rate has gone up from 14.2 to 74.4, and 68 new cases have been recorded in the 7 days to July the 12th. There has also been a notable rise in Peterborough, where the rate has increased from 18.9 to 30.3, with 61 new cases. For the latest COVID-19 news, visit the Norfolk Coronavirus Updates Facebook page.
An extra £7.6 million of a government pot to ease pressures on councils due to coronavirus has been earmarked for Norfolk. But leaders at Norfolk County Council, while welcoming the extra cash, warn it will not tackle the longer-term financial pressures facing the authority. The government announced 2 weeks ago that a further £500 million would be available to local councils up and down the country to respond to spending pressures triggered by coronavirus and their response to it. £6 million for Norfolk County Council – takes the total Norfolk County Council has had in the three tranches of government cash to just shy of £50 million. Before that extra £6 million, the Conservative-controlled council had said that it was facing an £18.1 million shortfall between what the government had given in relation to COVID-19 and its costs, lost income due to the virus. Andrew Jameson, Norfolk County Council's cabinet member for finance, said, "I have always been upfront about the severity of the financial challenge COVID-19 poses for Norfolk, and these funds, coming as part of the third round of support for local government response to the virus, brings Norfolk County Council's total funding from government so far to almost £50 million. We will continue to talk with the government about what is needed for a truly sustainable funding settlement over the coming months." Local Government Secretary Robert Jenrick said councils were playing a vital role in the fight against coronavirus.
The boss of Norwich Airport said the KLM to Amsterdam route was critical for the region as the airline prepares to resume flying. Richard Pace was speaking as KLM confirmed details of its resumed flights from Norwich to Schiphol on August 3rd. Safety measures include offering an air recycling system in its plane cabins, which is renewed every 3 minutes using a system that filters out the smallest viruses, identical to that used in hospital operating theatres. These filters are said to extract more than 99.99% of viruses, including coronavirus. Mr. Pace said, "Connectivity between Norwich and Amsterdam is critical for our region and for global onward connectivity from East Anglia via Schiphol. We welcome a return to flying with KLM as we celebrate the first signs of recovery and growing confidence amongst commercial passengers and airlines alike. We've been busy implementing all the appropriate additional safety measures at Norwich Airport. We're open for business and ready to facilitate safe travel for passengers." Benedict Duval, General Manager for KLM UK and Ireland, said, "The resumption of the daily service between Norwich and Amsterdam is testament to our long-term commitment to the region. Passengers, airline, crew and airport handling agents must wear masks, and in-flight services such as food and drink have been cancelled on short flights."